Hi, I'm Sarah Flower. Thanks for listening to KSUT. As Memorial Day weekend is coming up and people are looking to go and recreate and enjoy their time in the outdoors and explode out of their homes that they've been trapped in to quarantine, we're going to talk today about how to do that safely. And joining me is Eric Coulter, who's with the BLM Colorado Southwest District. Eric, thanks so much for joining us here today. How can people get out and enjoy themselves in times of COVID and in times of high fire danger?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we always want to recreate responsibly when we're out enjoying our public lands. You know, and I think right now we're just really adapting to the current situation. And I think just making sure we're aware when we're out recreating and using extra precautions, you know, making sure we're checking with our local, state, and federal agencies of where we will be out recreating on if there is fire restrictions in place, you know, just ensuring what regulations are currently in place, checking on that ahead of time before we go. Those are just some of the key elements to make sure when we go out, we're prepared. And just understanding that in our current situations, this holiday weekend, you know, we're adapting with the procedures of our response with wildland fire. And we want to make sure we ensure the public safety, the safety of our employees, and prevent any kind of unneeded responses to situations.
If someone's planning and think, boy, I want to get out there and go and hang out, where can somebody check where they can go camp and find these rules and regulations?
You know, it really varies. There's a ton of online resources, you know, BLM.gov. You can go to BLM Colorado and the Southwest District. There's some great interactive websites that you can really narrow down, find different information as far as restrictions. And you can always call the local office. They will have the information you need. You know, your county. There's a lot of resources out there to be able to kind of figure out what you want to do and where you want to go.
Well, and it's so tricky because I think there's going to be, my gut is that there's going to be a lot of rookies that are out there recreating outside that haven't before. And what's your advice to those people who are newbies hitting the trails?
You know, I think just really ask questions, do a little research. You know, I think a lot of people have been at home for a while and are antsy to get out. And that's the great thing about all the public lands we have here in Western Colorado. They're a great place to be able to get out, enjoy the outdoors. And we want people to do that. We want them to be able to do it safely and responsibly, you know, practicing leave no trace. And really for anyone that's going out, if they don't know about the area, just do a little research ahead of time. Ask the questions, look at local groups. There's a lot of information out there, especially online, that you can do before you travel.
Eric, how are you and your team staying safe out there? And how are you enforcing these new rules and regulations or the same rules and regulations?
You know, we have our normal rules and regulations, and we're highly recommending people follow the state and local and CDC guidelines when it comes to things like social distancing. As staff, we've definitely adapted into more of a telework environment and social distancing protocol and really limited some of the things and procedures we're doing. And it's something that's evolving every day on how we're handling that. And, you know, our fire program's definitely been adapting on how they are responding to wildfires. And it's an evolving situation, but we're dedicated to continue providing the public service that we do. And, you know, we'll be available and we will be responding to fires this season. And that's where we really want people to, you know, do their part while out recreating to limit the need for that response.
The BLM collaborates with, when you talk about like recreating outside, you guys have a lot of partners, whether it's the National Forest, state parks, and what that looks like. How has this all been in working together to do this and recreate and safely?
We've been collaborating a lot. We've been doing, you know, a lot of virtual coordination with different agencies and partners and, you know, learning from each other. We all have different situations. Some of the U.S. Forest Service areas are at higher elevations that might not be getting as much use as we are at some of the lower elevations. And And so we're kind of learning from each other. And I think that's the biggest thing that's really helped, because if we can learn from each other, then we can really just better serve the public, because that's what we're all doing together. We're all in this for public service. And so it's challenging at times, but, you know, we've adapted really well, and it's been impressive to see how these connecting with these communities have been very beneficial to and successful in keeping our public lands open and keeping the public lands available for people to use during this time.
What's some information that you can share in terms of fire danger and safety and how you guys are pivoting to make sure that we stay safe and people make good choices?
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to people just being aware of what they're doing and making sure they're following any regulations out there when it comes to fire restrictions. You know, as an agency, we have taken some measures and brought on some resources a little earlier in the season than we typically do. And we're going to be staffing through the season to ensure we have quick response and enough resources. It is a challenging balance to make sure that we don't have to have situations like evacuations in lieu of a wildfire. But we really want people to just be aware of the current situation and be responsible where they're out there. And if they're going out and they're camping this weekend and fires are allowed, if they don't necessarily have to have one, you know, then don't, kind of thing. Just taking those extra steps and doing their part while they're out there.
Eric, I understand that there's a new website that's come on about a one-stop shop for information about all the things in fire danger and where people can go for information. Let's unpack that a little bit.
So yeah, westslopeinfo.com is a website that has recently gone live and been developed, and it's a collaboration between multiple agencies, state of Colorado, and a lot of counties on Western Slope, Western Colorado, and it's kind of a one-stop shop for information with everything going on. And so that's a spot that if people are here on the Western Slope and looking for information, they can really get on that and figure out what county they're in, go directly to that county, go to BLM, and go to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and that's going to link them to where they're going to find that factual, accurate information for each agency or county.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add or contribute in that our listeners should know about?
You know, just go out, enjoy those public lands, but do it safely, responsibly. You know, practice leave no trace. Remember to pack in what you pack in, pack it out with you, and have fun and stay safe.
Eric Coulter with the BLM, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.